same conditions accepted by everyone else. Such a look she gave me. But I'm just a woman. Not a precedent, friend. It didn't happen often. The world don't have much room for female adventurers, but women have marched with the company. Turning to the lieutenant, I said, "And if you sign on, your oath will be taken as genuine. First time you get an order and look to her for advice on yes or no, out you go, alone in a foreign land." It was one of my more assertive days. Lady muttered some very unladylike sniggin, snaggin, riddly, rodden, rackle snatzes under her breath, then told the lieutenant, "Go talk it over with your men." The moment he was out of hearing, she demanded, "Does this mean we stop being friends, if I take your damned oath?" "Do you reckon I stopped being friends with the others when they elected me captain?" "I admit I don't hear a lot of yes, sir, no, sir, your worship, sir." "But you do see them do what they're told when they know I mean what I say."
"Most of the time."
Goblin and One-Eye need a little extra convincing once in a while. "What's it going to be? You going to be a soldier?"
"Do I have a choice, Croaker?"
"You can be a bastard." "Of course you have a choice. You can go back with your men and be the lady." The lieutenant was talking to his troops, and the idea of going on south was proving less popular than he or I had thought it would. Most of the bunch started getting their horses together, facing north, before he finished talking. He finally came over and presented us with 6 men who wanted to go on with us. He did not include himself with the group. Evidently, his conscience had shown him a way around doing what he considered to be his duty minutes before. I questioned the men briefly, and they did seem interested in going on. So I brought them over the line and swore them all in, making a production of it for ladies' sake. I do not recall doing anything particularly formal for anyone else before. I gave the 6 to Otto and Hagop for dividing between them, and kept the 1 for me, and later entered their names into the annals when we learned how they wanted to be known. Lady remained content to be called Lady. It sounded like a name when heard by speakers of any language but one, anyway. Crows watched the whole show from a nearby tree. Chapter 10 Shadow Masters. Though the sun stared in through a dozen vaulted windows, there was darkness in that place where darkness met. A pool of molten stone simmered in the center of the vast floor. It cast bloody light upon 4 seated figures floating a few feet in the air. They faced one another over the pool, forming an equilateral triangle with a couple at its apex. Those 2 were leagued more often than not. They were allied now. There had been war among the 4 for a long time, with nothing gained, one in relation to another, but at the moment there was an armistice. Shadows slithered and swirled and pranced around them. Nothing could be seen of any of them except vague shapes. All 4 chose to conceal themselves within robes of black, behind black masks. The smallest, one of the couple, broke a silence that had reigned an hour.
"She has begun moving south.
Those who served her and still bear her indelible mark are moving."